with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration continues to make strides in tracking government spending and using tariffs to halt the flow of fentanyl from China into the U.S. Economist and Heritage Foundation fellow E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network Mexico and Canada are helping China avoid tariffs by exporting Chinese products right through their country into the U.S.
So by doing that, it's allowing China to not only get out of the tariffs, but to then get even more favored status under this more closely tied trade agreement.
Julie Walker reports arresting luxury home burglaries targeting NFL, NBA, and other big sports players are the tip of the iceberg.
Investigators across the U.S. have made a handful of arrests in recent weeks connected to heists involving the luxury homes of some of the biggest names in sports, like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Luka Doncic. Authorities say thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry, watches, and cash from players' homes when they are out on game day. Federal authorities just charged a group of Chilean men with stealing nearly $300,000 worth of items from Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. And in New York, they charged two men with fencing stolen items after raiding their pawn shop. Julie Walker, New York.
Democrat Senator John Fetterman said at a podcast this week his party may never regain the support of male voters. GOP Senator Dave McCormick says if that's the case, it has a lot to do with the Democrats' progressive and leftist policies.
Those policies are bankrupt, and I think the American people see it. So unless they do a big turnabout, I think it's going to be looking good for Republicans for years to come.
Senator McCormick was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. He and John Fetterman share the same state of Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling its way through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups, and terminate some grants and contracts. This is SRN News. There may be gold in them thar hills, but these hills are quite a ways away, all the way on the moon.
U.S. and British scientists have determined an asteroid carved out a pair of canyons on its far side, each about the size of the Grand Canyon. That's good news for NASA, leaving older rocks exposed for collection by moonwalkers. The scientists used photos and data from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter to map the area the asteroid hit and calculate the path of debris. They reported their findings in the journal Nature Communications. I'm Ben Thomas.
Just hours after finding 10 people dead in western Alaska from one of the deadliest plane crashes in the state in 25 years, authorities are racing now to try and recover their remains and the wreckage of that small commuter plane from unstable sea ice before expected high winds and snow make that recovery next to impossible. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.